Visit ChooseNissan.com. Test drive at your local Nissan dealer today.
All guests appearing in studio on Jets Talk Live will receive a pair of Inspiration headphones by Monster. Inspiration, serious audio, high style. I'm Eric Allen inside our Florham Park studios. We're now joined on set by Jets GM Mike Tannenbaum, fresh off the practice field. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be here, Eric. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. Mike, how would you describe this season so far for yourself, being in the position you are after 10 games?
You know, it's just challenging. Every week you just got to deal with the next challenge. And, you know, just really proud to work with a lot of great people in the building, you know, starting with Woody Johnson and Rex. And just collectively we attack the challenges. You know, it could be Darrell Revis's concussion or Santoni Holmes' foot, whatever comes up. And, you know, obviously we're not where we want to be at 4-6, but you'll have a big opportunity here in a couple of days against New England, and you know, you just want to have a chance to play meaningful games coming down the stretch and see what happens.
What have you been most impressed or most encouraged about from your team this season?
You know, I think it just starts with Rex and his leadership and his innate optimism and problem solving. You know, as Coach Parcells always used to say, when you have injuries, no one cares. No one cares. So go solve the problem. And, you know, there's probably, I think, like 10 or 11 players on our team that didn't go to Cortland with us. And I think the staff is really good, a lot of good teachers, and trying to integrate a number of players into our system on both sides of the ball. It's been impressive to see that happen.
Let's take a live question right now with Jets GM Mike Tannenbaum. This comes in off of Twitter. Mike, what has prepared you guys to be ready and to come out with a win against the Patriots Thursday night?
You know, well, obviously they're a team that we're familiar with and they're familiar with us. You know, we just played them a couple weeks ago, and you know, that game went in deep into overtime. So, you know, I think there's going to be some carryover because it's a short week there. And there's, again, familiarity on both sides. And I think it's going to come down to who can make, you know, the big plays in the game, you know, a third down, you know, eliminating the turnovers. And I think over the last few weeks, when you look at our turnovers, both, you know, the ones we've given away, you know, which is going down, and the ones that we're, you know, forcing on the other team, you know, that's been encouraging. Our penalties are down. And, you know, those are things that we can control, the self-inflicted wounds. And it's been a point of emphasis. And, you know, last week against St. Louis, I thought in particular, you know, we did well in that. And obviously that was a big difference in the game.
Just how challenging is a short week for an NFL team?
It's challenging, but it's challenging for both sides. You know, we're sitting here, it's Tuesday, that's Friday, you know, so it's everything is kind of moved up 3 days. So we got to be ready to go. You know, you play the games the way they're dealt. You know, that's the challenge. But, you know, hopefully we get the win on Thursday, and now you almost have like a mini bye. So, you know, you got to look at it that way as well.
You talked about the familiarity with the opponent. A few weeks ago, you guys were up in Gillette Stadium, and you very nearly pulled off the upset. There are a lot of things you guys did well in that game, and I thought you dominated large portions or controlled the play for large portions of the game. And I know to a man, there are a lot of guys down there who thought they let one slip away. Do you think the team can take any confidence out of the fact of how well they played earlier against the Patriots?
Yeah, I think inherently we're a pretty confident group. You know, again, that starts with Rex and the Bart Scotts of the world. You know, they won, we didn't. And, you know, you don't get medals for trying in this league. So I do think the familiarity on a short week, like for both teams, is, you know, from a standpoint, there's not a whole lot of things like they're going to do that we haven't seen before. And same thing. And that's why I think it's going to come down to execution. And, you know, both teams are somewhat banged up. And, you know, you go with what you have. And again, you know, given the fact that it's a short week, you're not going to put in a lot of new things. You know, we got back Sunday night, and like Rex said, by the time the plane landed, the Ram game was a distant memory. Our coaches went to work Sunday night. We got a little bit of an install on Monday. We practiced really one day. Tomorrow's a walkthrough, and, you know, we're playing Thursday.
One guy who I think has gone under the national radar so far a little bit this season, who's really stepped up his game, is your first-round pick from last year, and that's Muhammad Wilkerson. What do you think about the way he's developed?
You know, I see him as a three-down player, you know, and that's really important for our defense. You know, the way offenses want to attack you now and they want to trap you on the field or go no huddle, you know, you need guys that can play the run and the pass, and he's really good against the run. He has great length with his arms, and obviously he's done a lot of good things in the passing game, not only with sacks and strips, but, you know, knocking balls down. And he's made a lot of big plays for us. You know, you knock a ball down on third down, you know, get you off the field.
And let's stay right there with the defensive line. Let's talk about your 2012 draft class. obviously starts with Quentin Copels and then Stephen Hill in the second round, DeMario Davis. Those guys have all got playing time during the season, and Q has become a regular on that defensive line. When you look at your draft picks from last April, how do you think everybody's coming along?
Yeah, no, we're encouraged, and there's other guys that have contributed well, be it Josh Bush, Antonio Allen, they played a little bit, and there's, a lot of what we see upside for those guys into the future. In terms of those first three guys, we're relying on them right now, and, Steven had a drop against St. Louis, but he blocked exceptionally well, so there's parts of the game that have been, inconsistent, but, some of the things for us being a running team that we are, like blocking for our receivers is really important. DeMario has great play speed and range. We've seen that. He really can go sideline to sideline. And Quinn's done well. There's a lot to learn inside. It gets, gets a little hectic in there. So he's still sorting things out, but he's done a nice job, and his future is really bright.
Let's take a live question for Mike Tannenbaum from a fan who wrote in on NewYorkJets.com. Gary C., thanks for writing in. What was it in Sperano, Tony Sperano, that you saw that was remarkably better than what Shoddy brought? Or did you get any information from Bill Parcells about him before that hiring?
Okay. first of all, I thought Brian did a great job for us. He was here for 6 years. We obviously accomplished a lot together, and I'm sure he's going to do well not only in St. Louis, but for the rest of his career. He's developed quarterbacks, and he's a really good football coach. For us, Coach Sperano, I think what's good about him, Eric, is he sees the game through the lens of a head coach, very philosophically similar to the way Rex does. And I think how we want to control the game, play the game, attack 2 minute, things like that, they're very similar. So I think from that standpoint, it's been a fit. Obviously, we've had some inconsistencies on offense. I think, Tony's not one to ever make excuses about injuries, but trying to get the same guys out there every week and trying to build on things, that's been a challenge. But there's things to be encouraged by our offense. Obviously, there's things we got to do better. And I'm really excited to see this offense continue to improve over the last 6 weeks.
Josh writes in right now, will we see more Bilal Powell early this week, or is it more important to stick primarily with Sean Green?
Yeah, I think we'd like to get contributions from all three, from Joe, Sean, and Bilal. That's kind of how we designed it, and hopefully we'll get that. Again, those guys have kind of been nicked up, so that's kind of been a little bit of a recurring theme here. But, Bilal, going back to training camp, very good pass protector, very good, out of the backfield. So we thought, he could help replace, losing LaDainian, between him and Joe. So what Bilal did on Sunday really did not surprise us.
Yeah, how encouraged are you when you look at the running backs? Because like you just said, you got everybody back healthy last week for the first time in a long time. You got Bilal, kind of can do everything. He's probably your best pass protector in that backfield, but he also has good hands. He can run the ball, as he showed last week. Joe McKnight is an explosive ball player, and Sean brings a bruising element to the backfield as well. Was that kind of nice to see all those guys merge like the way Tony used them against St. Louis?
Yeah, I thought Tony called a really good game. Thought one of the big plays of the game was that 18-yard reception by Joe McKnight. That was a big conversion for us. And then, be able to run the ball in the red zone like that, that just opens up your passing game, because if teams worry about, the run threat down there, that's going to, give you better matchups on the outside. So I think it just makes us harder to defend.
One thing I like what I've seen defensively from you guys, especially of late, not only is the defensive line playing dominating in periods of time, but safety-wise, it's nice to get Eric Smith back there, because in the offseason you went out and got LeRon Landry and Jeremiah Bell, and some folks on the outside thought, hey, you don't know what you're going to get out of LeRon Landry health-wise. But to this point, not only has he played every game, but he's played very well, and so has Bell. And now we get Smitty back in there healthy. You got a nice threesome back there at safety.
Yeah, and they all made plays. Smitty had the pick. LeRon forced the fumble, and Jeremiah played really well, had a pass defense, and played well. So, yeah, it was great to see all three do what they did. And, we got Josh Bush back there, who we have, like I said, good feelings for the future. So, that was a position we wanted to attack in the offseason. And, knock on wood, that's gone well so far.
What do you think about the play of quarterback Mark Sanchez, who was very efficient against the Rams, completing 75% of his passes, had his struggles the last couple games, like the whole offensive unit did. But by and large, over the first 10 games, what do you think about his play?
You know, it's been somewhat inconsistent, like our offense. And, you know, I agree with what Rex said the other day about the quarterback rating. It's really an offensive rating because that means you're blocking well, the receivers are catching the ball. So that's, I think, a more representative statistic about the offense. And the thing about Mark is, like, his competitiveness. Just watching him last week, like, I really felt that he was going to play really well against the Rams. You know, he didn't like what was being said about us. He didn't like what was being said about him. And, you know, as a player, he could do something about it. He had a really good week of preparation, and he went out and he played just like he practiced.
Now, you guys released Marcus Doughton today, so could anticipate maybe, since you do have some roster flexibility, move down the line here this week, right?
We also let Jason Hill go, so we have three spots, Eric, so stay tuned.
Okay. It's always got to be a special week playing against the Patriots, though. This has been quite a rivalry of late. And I know you're just trying to get a win in the position you're in at 4-6, but as always, does it feel a little bit different around here?
Well, it's the most important game because it's the next game, but because it is a division game, it's worth a lot. And obviously, it's a conference game as well, so for playoff tiebreakers down the road, you know, you want those to come into play. So it's a really important game for us. We all know that.
And one thing that you said after the St. Louis game was those guys were ready to put that one to bed. Were they, in fact, on that plane ride home, you said guys wanted to watch that film. And then once they got back, like Rex said, and you said today, put that one away, and we got to look on to the next one because we can't just sit there and rest on our laurels that we got one game.
Yeah, it was by the time the plane landed, it was about New England.
Well, we'll have to see what happens Thursday night. Mike, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for coming on.
It's Nissan season to save. Get unforgettable deals. The all-new 38 MPG Altima, just $199 per month. For the best offers, visit ChooseNissan.com. Holiday specials end November 30th.